Hey, you're listening to the Geeks for the Win podcast with your host William, aka PoetXO44, and his co-host Stuart, known across the internet as Casual Tater, and maybe even a special guest or two. They will insult your geeky fascination with movies, TV shows, video games, and comic books, anything and everything considered geek. And now over to William.
And welcome to another episode of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we cover all things geeky. This is episode 16, and we're recording on July 27th at 7:40 Central Standard. I am your host, William, a.k.a. PoetXO44, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And today we are doing something a little different. We are not focusing on just one topic, but a variety of topics. With that said, I guess we can go into our first one, which would be the Buffy motion comic, which is supposed to be episode one of season 8. Yeah, Stuart, what did you think of it?
When I heard, motion comic, I had no idea what it was, but I had some idea that was, kind of still in images with a little bit of movement. I was totally right. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I kind of liked it, though. I thought the way they animated it was pretty cool. When they showed the giant Dawn, how the little panels, the little individual panels kind of came together to show, her full self.
Yeah. It was totally done in a comic book style. It is a comic book.
Just, and they still had the bubble or the text bubbles, I guess you would call them. They still had those pop up.
Yeah, which is good.
So you could actually read it too, as well as, listen, which I kind of like the voice acting for the most part. It wasn't too bad. I mean, none of it's the original cast, of course, but it wasn't that bad. I mean, the chick who played Buffy did pretty well.
Yeah.
Could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
the one problem I have with voice acting would be the dude who plays Harris. I don't know. I just didn't like that, but I wonder why they couldn't have gotten some of the original members. I mean, a lot of them aren't doing much right now.
Well, probably cost-wise, some of them are actually a lot bigger than they were back then.
Well, of course, because of Buffy.
Yeah.
Buffy's become like, Buffy has a cult following now.
Yeah, so it would have, it would have been a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of them probably have big egos from it. But, yeah, I got a chance to watch the second one that just came out today, and I'm really liking it. I mean,
yeah, I haven't seen it yet, so.
Yeah, I'm not gonna spoil it, but it's definitely, I bought a season pass to it on iTunes, and I'm not regretting it, but. Yeah, just wanted to bring that up because Buffy is one of our favorites here, so.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely recommend, if you're a Buffy fan to check it out. It's interesting, and it is a true season 8.
Yeah.
So.
And it is totally taken from the comics.
Yes.
So if you've read the comics, you already know the story.
Yeah.
But hey, you might want to hear it now. So.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to read the comics, so I figured, I'll do the motion comic, so.
Yeah, support more things like this, buy it.
Definitely. I was telling Scarfinger that he was like, he didn't want to pay for it or whatever, and I'm like, I'm buying it just because I want to, support, more Joss Whedon Buffy, Not necessarily a new TV series or anything. I know that's probably never going to happen, but, support the comics.
Yeah.
So he makes like a season 9, yeah. But on to the next topic, Burn Notice. You've been watching that a lot lately?
I've seen every single episode out so now. So
you want to talk about it?
Yeah, like, you know, this, we're going to kind of talk about things that, you know, won't get full episodes about, but, you know, we would kind of like to talk about. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Burn Notice. It's, how I kind of relate to it is, it's an updated version of MacGyver, kind of. Like, with the voiceovers and the, you know, teaching you how to build a bomb type things. But it's done, you know, like, the guy's a spy, and he was fired, which they call being burned. So now he's stuck in Miami, and he's trying to get back into the spy business. Meanwhile, he's helping people. It's like a week, like a monster of the week type thing without monsters. If that makes any sense at all? No.
Okay. Yeah, I understand what you mean.
You know, like there's a weekly case. You know, but the entire season has an overarching story. It's very good, and it's also got the Campbell.
Bruce Campbell. That's pretty cool, I thought. I didn't realize that was him till I saw something online about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, that's one of USA's, you know, original shows. They have, like, just, they make some of the best shows.
Like, within the past couple of years, you know, they have some really good stuff. Like, Psych. I'm really a good fan of Psych. You know, Monk was on USA. That was really big.
Yeah, one of my favorites is White Collar. That's a pretty good show on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely about to get into Burn Notice and Psych as well, because I just it looks like a good show, and I've just heard so many people talk about it, especially Blue Man Rule on the Open Forum Radio. I think the last couple episodes, he's just been talking about that. Not, you know, every time they mention what they've watched.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll definitely give that a shot. Now, our next topic would be something that came out of Comic-Con, which was a Jack Sparrow announcement. It was a video with Jack Sparrow talking about, you know, confronting the rumor of a new Pirates movie. Which, surprisingly, we looked at it, or Stuart tried to look at it earlier, and they took it down. They took all the, you know, actual good copies of it down, which I'm not sure why they did that, but when they released it at Comic-Con, but Stuart, you did get to see a crappy version.
Yeah, I did. I'm totally looking forward to another Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh, definitely. He talked about zombies and mermaids.
Yeah, I know what the zombies thing. The zombies are starting to get a little played out, I think.
Yeah, I'm not too big on the zombies, but they could do something cool with mermaids.
Yeah, they could. And I'm not talking about, you know, the little mermaid type mermaids, but, you know, like evil mermaids.
Yeah, same. And I think Orlando Bloom and what was it, Keira Knightley. They are not going to be in the movie.
Which, you know,
their story was kind of wrapped up.
It was, yeah. Which I'm fine with. Although,
yeah.
I would be kind of nice to see some more Keira Knightley leg, but.
Yeah, that's she's the one I'm going to miss from that.
Yes.
Orlando Bloom, I could care less.
Not so much.
You know, at the end of the last one, they showed she had a kid. So they had a kid, and so, yeah. No traveling with Jack Sparrow with a kid.
Yeah.
Or that would turn out to be like, you know, I don't know, the mummy, whatever.
Oh, the third one.
Yeah, the third mummy. Traveling with your kid on an adventure.
I like the mummy series, but it dropped off after two.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Before we move on, I want to talk more about Comic-Con just a bit.
Oh, go ahead.
The Avengers cast was announced.
Yeah, it was.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And let's see, I'm trying to see if I can find a list of it, because I can't seem to. Robert Downey is playing Iron Man.
Shocker.
Yeah, which...
Chris Evans is going to be Captain America.
Yes.
You know, Scarlett Johansson will be, you know, and Nick and what was it, Samuel Jackson are both going to be in it. Who else? I don't even know who that dude playing Thor is.
Yeah, I was just looking at a list. Freak.
I'm trying to think off memory. I saw who they picked to be the Hulk, but
that's what I was going to talk about. The guy who's playing the Hulk. I don't know. Okay, it's Robert Downey as Iron Man, Tony Stark, Clark Gregg, Agent Coulson. Coulson. I don't know who that is. Scarlett Johansson playing Black Widow. Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
Okay.
Chris Evans as Captain America. Samuel Jackson, Nick Fury. Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye. I can totally see him playing Hawkeye. I think he would be a good Hawkeye. Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
As the Hulk.
He was Mark something. He doesn't look like he'd make a good Bruce Banner.
No, but then again, not many been a good Bruce Banner since Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno was the Hulk.
He played the Hulk. Okay, my bad.
He was in green and the Hulk.
Yeah.
Edward Norton did a good. The latest Hulk movie I thought was really good.
Yeah, it was a lot better than the first one.
Oh, the first. Yeah, that one was just horrible.
But the director, Josh Whedon.
Yeah, they confirmed it, which has been kind of known for the last couple of months, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, but so
it's cool to see them confirm it.
You said this on Twitter, but in Whedon we trust.
Oh, yeah. Had to retweet that because it's so true, so true. anything else on Comic-Con?
I think that's it that I've got.
Yeah, I mean, I could. There are so many different things about Comic-Con, but we just have a short amount of time to record, and we got other topics, so.
Yeah.
I do have one other thing I'd like to bring up. They are going to bring, I think it's, where is it? They're going to bring Marvel TV show, animated TV shows to G4.
Really?
2011.
I mean, I actually watch G4 now.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my thing with G4. Okay. I used to watch it when it was good. When it had shows like Icon, which, you know, talked about, you know, the history of video games or an iconic character or director or something like that. Nowadays, like it used to be a video game channel. Now it's a video gamer channel. Which, like, oh, video gamers might like, you know, to watch Cops for 24 hours a day. No. Or Cheaters. No. No, I don't like Cops or Cheaters. Or, you know, Heroes I watch when it comes out, not a day later. It just went downhill.
Yeah. I gotta agree with that.
Like there's two shows on G4 that are worth watching. X-Play and Attack of the Show. Everything else, I don't even know what else there is on that channel, other than Cops and Cheaters.
Yeah, that's true. And even X-Play and Attack of the Show have kind of gone down from what they used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to watch X-Play and Attack of the Show all the time. Now, you know, if I'm around when it's on, I'll watch it, but...
Yeah, same here.
I won't go out of my way to watch it. But with that said, let's get on to some video games. Speaking of, you know, G4 video games, you've been playing The Sims 3 Ambitions?
Yeah, that's the latest expansion for The Sims 3. The Sims is a franchise that... It's probably the only franchise that I can sit down and play for hours on end and not really notice the time. I mean, even, you know, World of Warcraft, I will notice the time because there's a clock in it. Sims 3? Nope, don't know the time. I've played so much of The Sims 3, and then the first expansion, World Travel, not so good, I've heard. You know, it's not really an open world type thing. It's more of a linear story.
Well, that's not Sims at all.
No, not really. But the next expansion was Abyssians, which came out first month, which adds a couple new jobs that where you actually have to do stuff in the job, not just, you know, like, oh, they go to work and you just sit there and wait for them to get off. Like, there's a firefighter, which, you know, is a pretty busy job since, you know, a sim can fall down and then burst into flames.
I forgot about that.
See, there's a ghost hunter where you actually have to go into somebody's house and then capture ghosts or befriend them.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
There's a stylist where you give the Sims like a makeover. You know, you can give them tattoos and change their clothes, hairstyle. Yep. And then there's an architect, which, you know, I went to school for architecture, so that kind of caught my attention.
Huh.
It was
pretty cool.
It was not what I thought it would. It's more of an interior designer type job, where the Sims call you up and tell them, "Hey, I need this room, you know, set up as a writing studio, or I want an upgrade. I want, you know, a couple new windows are in this room, or a couple new doors."
So is there's voice in the Sims 3?
No, it's all just a little window pops up and says what
okay.
they want.
Okay,
it's still Simlish.
Okay, cool.
And then you can be self-employed. You can be self-employed in two things: sculpting and inventing.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's. I totally recommend anyone who has a Sims to pick up Abyssians.
How much is it?
$30.
Oh, wow. Okay. Next we have. Well, this is going to be quick. I just wanted to mention Gears of War 2. They did a 20 times XP weekend, which was really pretty cool. I mean, I hadn't played Gears since, like, towards the beginning, you know, and, well, the last time I played it was early 2009 before they added levels, you know, to leveling up aspect of it. So I was level 1 starting, and I got almost to level 40 with only a couple sessions, actually.
See, I haven't played Gears of War since... See, probably the first month that Gears of War 1 came out.
Really? You're not a big fan of it?
No, I played the single player. Like, okay, this is okay. Let's try multiplayer. Nope, hate it, and I haven't touched it since.
I didn't like Gears 1. I still haven't played Gears 1. I just didn't like the way it looked, you know? It was just too dark of a game. And yeah, you're right. Multiplayer, I didn't really like too much, but Gears 2 was pretty fun. The scenery looked different. It looked a lot better than the first one. And the Horde mode, just that was the big thing for me. And that's mainly all what we played was Horde mode. And I ranked 14 hours in one weekend of it and got almost 40 levels. And a bunch of achievements with that said. But yeah, and that's, I just think that's brilliant of them to do, because I'm sure they got so many people in playing that game again.
Okay.
Just because 20 XP, or
well,
20 times.
20 XP and the fact that, you know, Gears of War 3, you know, was, you know, actually announced recently E3.
With that and the fact that you can get all the map packs for $10, you know, all of them just for $10, that's pretty good. I mean,
yeah, they want people to say, hey, we're still here.
Something Halo's not doing. I mean, didn't Bungie say that after 6 months they'd make the map packs free?
I don't remember.
I thought I could have sworn they did that but. I could have sworn they said that, but...
Well, I mean,
yeah.
if it was totally up to them, they would be free. But
yeah,
it's Microsoft saying, no, we need you to charge for them.
Yeah, which I had a lot of fun basically playing Gears 2 with a bunch of people. Horde mode was just fun. But enough of that. Just wanted to bring that up. Next we've got the end of GameStop, which of course the GameStop's not closing down anytime soon.
No.
But it's an article which will be on the show notes about the fact that digital distribution is almost, you know, one-to-one with physical copies of games, which I'm surprised by that because it seems to have grown a lot recently.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that, you know, it's now one-to-one, you know, with the Steam sales weekly, and that actually some good arcade games are coming out for the Xbox.
Yeah.
Like Limbo.
And Death Spank. Death Spank was pretty good.
I still don't know about Death Spank yet. I haven't played it yet.
Oh, you've got to at least play the demo of it. It is so fun.
I have it downloaded. I just haven't played it. That and Deadliest Warrior.
Yeah. Death Spank's kind of like Torchlight, which is kind of like Diablo.
Yeah, which, you know, I like Torchlight. It was very good.
Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah. I really liked it, but I wonder if that'll really affect GameStop much.
Yeah, totally will. Because, not just, you know, like GameStop itself, but as in it will affect publishers saying, oh, well, yeah, well, our games would sell just as well if we download them, and we can save money on the disc and shipping. And we'll get instant feedback instead of having to wait a month.
That's true, but if they do that, GameStop can be like, no. Or if you do that, fine. We're not gonna sell the Xbox. We're not gonna sell the PS3.
Well, that would just hurt them though. Like, okay, you know, we don't care. We still got a billion other places we can sell.
Actually, I messed that up. Walmart could refuse to do that. That's the big argument I've heard.
Walmart sales aren't even tracked anyway.
Oh, really?
No, they're not.
That's interesting. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm really shocked that this is happening, and I don't think it's going to really affect GameStop much, because for it to really affect GameStop, they would have to be they would have to have, like, you know, say Halo Reach comes out, you know, September 14th, and then it comes out, you know, on, you know, direct download that same day. It would have to be, I don't know, at a cheaper cost for people to really, really, you know, buy the downloaded one.
It'll probably
because
be about
people like physical media. People like to have the actual disc.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
You know, this is mine. I own this. I can, you know, I can trade this. I can sell this on Craigslist. I can beat this in a week and then sell it for, you know, $45, $50 on Craigslist.
I'm one of those people who likes to have physical media. Because as someone who's had my hard drive crash on me multiple times, crappy hard drive makers, you know, I like to have, you know, something where I can just pop in a disc, put in a code, and it's back. You know, instead of it's gone forever.
Yeah, but on the other side, like as far as PC gaming goes, I love Steam because you can just re-download the games.
Well, yeah, that you know, Steam's great because, you know, it's on a cloud. It's all saved on the cloud. That's awesome. But, you know...
And what happens if somehow the disc gets destroyed, you know? You got to buy a whole new disc and a whole new game to play it.
Well, see,
that's the downside.
Okay, here's what I do, is I copy the ISO file of the disc onto my hard drive and then have an ISO reader. I use Damien to read the ISO file. So, you know, I just have the disc safely tucked away somewhere in case I need it.
Huh, that's interesting. That's a good tip.
So you have it both physically and digitally. You just don't get it digitally.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that Microsoft and Sony will both, you know, take a, you know, just look at what Steam's doing and, you know, eventually, migrate towards that. Because Steam's, like, the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah, Steam is God on the PC. And Mac.
And so, well, so Sony's, you know, Steam's going to, Steamworks is going to actually be on the PS3 with Portal 2. So maybe that's the start of, you know, start of something new. I don't know. We'll have to wait till next year to see what that's all about.
See, from what I've heard about the Steamworks on the Portal 2, I've heard rumors that, you know, your saved game is going to be saved on a Steam cloud. So, like, if you own both the PS3 version and the PC version of Portal 2, you know, if you save it one place, you can pick it up on the console or on the PC.
That is awesome. That is pretty cool. I really like that idea. I didn't think about that. And that's a very interesting point. But yeah, it's getting on, it's one to one basically with physical media, but that still, physical media is still, you know, still doing pretty well. I mean, and mainly just all the casual gamers, you know, out there, or the Madden players, or the Modern Warfare ones, or Call of Duty players, I should say. You know, the ones who just go out and buy those and just play those and that's it. Well, I guess a lot of people don't really know too. A lot of the console players probably don't do Steam at all and don't even know anything about that. So,
we'll see when, you know, it's released or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll know more about, you know, if digital media is actually a really big impact when the next console generation comes out.
Yeah, that's gonna be a while though.
And well, okay, Sony proved that that portable digital media, no, not in the market.
That's true. Well, now I think the big thing with that is the fact that the PSP Go was too pricey. Because if that was a reasonable price, I would have bought that thing and would have loved having, you know, games on a memory stick or a memory card. I would have loved, you know, loved that, because I used to have a PSP and I hated UMDs. UMDs were just a terrible idea from Sony. But anyways, I guess we can move on to Plants vs. Zombies. Apparently, the Michael Jackson's estate, they're...
Whoever that is.
Yeah, whoever's head of that, they're suing PopCap for their dancing zombie to be too similar to Michael Jackson in Thriller, or in the Thriller video, which I think they're just being uptight. I think they're thinking... They're making fun of Michael Jackson with that, but I never got that. I always thought, you know, it was just something cool and, you know, just something cool to do in the game that people would really enjoy. Because when I first saw the dancing zombie with had the other zombies pop up and they did the little Thriller, you know, arm dance movement motion, I thought that was just the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking it was making fun of Michael Jackson. It was kind of a cool tribute to him.
No, it wasn't an insult. It was an homage, if you will, to him.
And now I guess they're gonna update and they're gonna update him and take the zombies out, which that upsets me greatly, because that's probably the coolest zombie of the whole game, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've only played actually the demo to Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not much of a tower defense person.
I gotcha. I'm not either, but Plants vs. Zombies, I don't know. PopCap, just, they make some damn addictive games.
They do, yeah. Yeah, I was just talking to my dad earlier while he was playing Bejeweled.
Oh, yeah. Bejeweled and then Peggle. Hell, talking about, what's it called? Plants vs. Zombies. My mom's addicted to that game, actually. I got Steam downloaded on her on her netbook, and she has you know, she plays Plants vs. Zombies a lot because it's just one of those addictive games, you know. It doesn't take, there's not too much thought into it, you know.
I actually kind of got my mom into Guild Wars that way. Like, it was just on her laptop, and she was like, okay, I'll...
Oh, wow, that's kind of hardcore right there, isn't it?
Yeah, I was kind of confused. Like, I walked in the kitchen, and she's playing, you know, Guild Wars. I'm like, what are you doing?
Wow. But, yeah, I'm upset that PopCap would actually... They wouldn't try to fight, because, Lord knows, they probably got the money to fight them.
Yeah.
I mean, I myself have bought Peggle 3 different times on the computer, on my iPod Touch, and on the Xbox 360. And if it came out on Android, I'd buy it a fourth time.
Yeah, Peggle is very fun, I will admit.
And when Plants vs. Zombies comes out on the Xbox Live Arcade, that'll be the third time as well. But moving on, I guess. Crackdown 2. Now, we were thinking about doing a whole episode on it, but when it actually came out, we realized there wasn't enough to talk about for a whole episode.
No.
I never played the first one, so I don't have the comparisons, but as far as Crackdown 2, I loved it. I've been loving it. I mean, I'm a big collector guy. I love collecting stuff, and the orbs have truly been a challenge for me. I think I collected all 500 agility orbs before I even, you know, got halfway through the story, or the so-called story.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem with Crackdown 2, is there's nothing there.
Oh, no, dude, there's a great story, but it's about a 3-minute cutscene at the very end.
Well, that's kind of the way it was with Crackdown 1. Like, it was just, you know, like, hey, here's these, you know, 12 guys, go kill them in any order you want. Oh, by the way, the agency is going to take over this, is here to take over the city.
Yeah, I don't know, but,
It's exactly the way it was in Crackdown 1, and that disappointed the hell out of me.
Well, I heard they made some improvements to it.
Oh, yeah, it's improved, but, you know... I mean, you put Crackdown 1 in, and oh look, it's the exact same animations for everything. I mean, some of the fighting moves are different, but I mean the jump animation is the exact same. Actually, it's actually better in Crackdown 1 because you got the keys to the city download, which gives you an instant level up, and you can actually go quicker and jump farther.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And you can spawn vehicles anywhere you are.
Interesting. I kind of like some of the stuff I think they added to it. Like, you know, they had the I've heard they didn't have all the different levels for, like, explosives.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was just, you know, like, oh, you leveled up explosives. Now your explosives are bigger.
Oh, okay. Well, did they have 5 different ones, or?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, then I heard wrong from somebody. But, I like the wingsuit. That was pretty, the glider suit thing. That's pretty cool. I mean, we had a bunch of us, I think it was iFester, Van Red, and myself, and I think Mongo Bear, and we were all trying to get that achievement where we all glided around around all the islands.
Oh yeah, that's a hard achievement. I've actually tried to do that myself.
Oh yeah, well, there's one for doing it by yourself and one for 4 people, and the last person is only 30 seconds or less behind the leader.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, if you should try playing with us sometime. I mean, we found a method that really works well with that. I mean,
yeah, the game is a lot better multiplayer than it is single player.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when we had four people up to, you know, that's the max.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. Just, you know, doing random stuff, trying to get achievements, helping each other out.
But I will say the hardest thing to do especially when you're playing with Jaybird, is to get the live orbs. Cause, I was standing on top of a live orb, and you know, I'm like, oh, hey Jaybird, there's one right here, come over here. And he's like, okay, I'll be there in a minute, and he's going the other direction. He passed me. I'm like, no, stop, turn around, I'll be there in a minute. No, screw it.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting.
I've had the same problem, but we actually went through the maps and you know, helicopters and got live orbs and stuff as a group one time. I haven't gotten all of them, so I still need to do that. So maybe we can hit up that sometime soon.
Yeah.
But I mean, the collecting's just awesome, and that was my main draw to it. That and co-op. The only reason why I got it was because I knew a lot of people were going to be playing it, and you know, I'm a sucker for co-op. You know, I'll play anything if it's co-op, basically. Just because that's how, you know, that gaming's a lot more fun when playing with other people.
Yeah, have you tried the actual multiplayer?
We tried once we tried it once just to mess around. It was just the four of us just messing around, killing each other, but...
Yeah, I've actually played a 16-player deathmatch.
How was it?
It's different. Like you're in you know a set section of the city. You're maxed out on agility, automatically. And you actually have to aim. Like there is a lock on, but if you want to do a headshot, you actually have to tilt up a little bit. And even then, you'll have to lead them.
Huh.
So it's different.
And
you can kill people in one punch.
Well, that's pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm kind of glad I'm just getting this from Gamefly.
Yeah, see, I pre-ordered it.
Yeah, you were really excited about
it. I was excited about it. Not so much now.
Every time I see you, you're either playing Sims or you're playing World of Warcraft. And I'm like, he was so excited about Crackdown 2, but...
Yeah, no.
But, yeah. The one complaint is the fact that leveling up some of the stuff is just difficult. Like, I'm trying to level up my driving. I'm level 4 out of 5. And
I will say this. They actually made an incentive to actually make you want to drive in Crackdown 2. Crackdown 1, you did not want to drive a thing, because there was no reason for it. Other than to, you know, your car transformed and made it look cool. Which, it doesn't happen in Crackdown 2, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
Now it's just, you know, hey, there's actually night now, so freaks come out and you can just plow through crowds of them, which is actually kind of fun.
Did they have the supercar in the first one?
It started out as the cruiser, but then as you leveled up your driving, it would transform into the supercar.
Okay, so you could take off, you could basically, you know, take other cars off the road with it?
Yeah, there were three agency vehicles. Yeah, three. One was the supercar, which, you know, made you go under everything. Another one was the SUV, which made you go over everything. Then there was the semi, which made you go through everything.
Huh. They've added a few extras.
Well, the semi is just gone. Like, it now with a tank.
Well, they do have, like, semis and delivery trucks and stuff like that, too.
I mean, this was a supercharged semi.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, you could go, you know, 100 miles an hour down the road and the cars would be bouncing off you. You would not slow down at all.
Interesting.
Like, this was an agency semi.
Yeah.
And, of course, the SUV can drive up walls.
Really? I don't know if I haven't tried the one in Crackdown 2. I haven't tried that, I guess.
Yeah, I was actually in a game with you. You were somewhere else, and I figured out you can actually drive up a building.
Oh, really? Okay. That's cool. I gotta give that a shot next time I play that. But, yeah, I'm kind of upset there wasn't much of a story, too. I mean, especially when the final, I know you haven't gotten to it, but the final cutscene at the end, that was pretty cool. I mean, if they could have only made a few of those, you know, like, you know, one after every beacon you deploy or whatever, I would have been a lot happier.
Oh yeah, I probably would have finished it.
But yeah, I don't know. Just not much to talk about. I mean, since I never played the first one, I'm loving the second one. I mean, a lot more than most people are.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like, this is the same old thing, but I'm new to it, so I'm getting all the Crackdown 1 love on Crackdown 2.
Yeah, basically, if you don't play the first one, don't, and play the second one. You'll like it.
So I shouldn't play the first one?
No.
I own it. I think I'm probably going to give that a shot just for achievements, I guess. But I don't know. Maybe not. And I guess with that said, we have our last topic is World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I might as well just talk about World of Warcraft a little bit. Cataclysm is going to be coming out soon, the next expansion. We don't know when yet, but the beta is going on, so we kind of know stuff about it. Like that,
it's going to change the whole world, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Like, yeah. Like the original World of Warcraft, that land, like you know, once Burning Crusade came out, you know, it introduced flying mounts. You know, but you could not fly in the old world because, you know, that would mean that the artist would have to go in and actually render stuff that you wouldn't have seen otherwise. Well, now they have, since they're changing the landscape.
That's pretty cool. I mean, the entire world is changing, so it's like a brand new thing.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it's like more than just an expansion.
I mean, you know, it's not just adding a new land. I mean, it's just redoing old land. I think the biggest one would be a zone called Thousand Needles. It's just this valley. It's just sand and dirt, and I think it's full of water in Cataclysm. Like, just absolutely full of water. You can't even go to where you were before unless you swim.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
And they're re-leveling all the zones, so. You know, like, oh, I'm level 20, you go here. Now, you're not quite sure where you're supposed to go now. So that makes re-leveling characters pretty, actually fun.
Yeah, I never played World of Warcraft, but Borderlands, one of their DLCs, the zombie DLC, they kind of, you know, took certain areas, and you know, from the core game and then changed it, you know, completely. And that was pretty cool, so... I'm sure, you know, World of Warcraft fans are going to love the new Cataclysm. That's what it's called?
Yep, Cataclysm. Because the story is Deathwing, which is a black dragon, is, you know, was held kind of beneath the Earth. Well, not Earth, beneath that Azeroth. And it's breaking through, like, and destroying some of the landscape.
Yeah.
Like actually right now in the actual game, there are earthquakes every now and then.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
I haven't experienced them, but I've heard people talking, oh, there's an earthquake going on.
Oh, that's kind of cool. It's kind of like a teaser or, you know, yeah, like foreshadowing.
They did it before with Wrath of the Lich King with the zombie invasion. Like, just thousands of zombies would just pile onto some of the major cities and would actually turn you into a zombie, and then you can go in and infect other people.
Oh, wow, that seems interesting.
It was fun, but, you know, people hated it. Like, oh, I can't do my dailies now, I can't do this and that, and it only happened for a weekend.
I think I heard about that, didn't it, if you were infected, didn't you lose, like, your stuff?
No.
Oh, really? I thought I heard something about that, but...
It might have been a glitch that can easily be taken care of, trust me. I've I've had my my World of Warcraft account hacked by a gold seller, which got me banned.
And oh, really?
That's gold selling in World of Warcraft. There's a reason why China's not allowed to play the game anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say you bought gold from a from probably an 8-year-old Chinese kid.
No, I didn't buy gold. Just, you know,
didn't.
I got a virus that had a keylogger on it. Got my username and password.
Okay.
And then they got in my game, sold everything, sent it somewhere else, and made a bunch of like level one characters and started spamming. You know, like, hey, if you want gold, go to this website.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, which the biggest thing was all my stuff was sold.
Wow. So when does it come out?
Don't know.
They don't have a date?
Not yet, but we're thinking this fall.
Okay. Now, a question. You think this will be like the last big thing for World of Warcraft since we have, you know, the Old Republic MMO coming out next year?
No, I don't think so.
Really? You think it's not gonna affect it at all?
I don't think World of Warcraft has anything to worry about, but, you know, it's actually gonna have, I think Old Republic will actually have, it depends on how good Old Republic actually is going to be, which is looking at it's gonna be pretty good. So World of Warcraft might actually have pretty good competition now. Because, like, right now, World of Warcraft has EVE Online, which is, oh my god, something in itself. Aeon, I've heard, looks...
You mean Blizzard? You said what? World of Warcraft.
Oh, well, yeah, when I say World of Warcraft, I mean Blizzard. Yeah,
okay.
They've got EVE Online right now.
StarCraft 2 just came out, didn't it?
Well, but it's not, you know, in the... I'm talking about the competition that World of Warcraft has right now.
Oh, okay.
You know, as in MMOs. As in big MMOs. And I can only think of two. EVE Online and EverQuest 2. Which came out a long time ago.
But
It's got a couple hundred thousand subscribers, but nothing compared to World of Warcraft's 12 million.
Yeah, that's just crazy. The thing is, I'm wondering, there's a bunch of MMOs coming out, like, supposed to be pretty good. Like, you got the Final Fantasy 14 one coming out.
Final Fantasy 11 didn't do that good. Like, I mean, you know, I'm talking about not numbers-wise.
Okay. Then you have, what's it called? The DC Universe?
DC Universe, don't know anything about that one.
I don't know either, but it's DC, and, you know, it's gonna be a PS3 thing, I think. I don't know if it's on PC or not, but... And then you got the Old Republic. I mean, that's three, you know,
that,
potential...
That one's gonna be big, I think.
Well, I'm not saying the, you know, Final Fantasy 14 and or DC Universe will, you know, take WoW down by itself, but, you know,
or
put the three of those together, you know.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really don't think so.
I'm pretty sure the Old Republic will end up taking a lot of, you know, users.
I wouldn't say take. I would say also have the same users. Like, I can't really see anybody canceling WoW for Old Republic right now.
Really?
I can see people playing both.
So is that what you're gonna do?
Yes, I am. I'm gonna play both.
Oh, wow. It's just crazy. I don't have time. I don't even think I have time for one MMO, let alone two, but...
Neither do I.
Yeah. But anything else about the WoW? The Cataclysm?
I can't wait. Oh, there are two new races. Goblin and Worgen, which is werewolf.
Yeah, I heard about that. But yeah, interesting. I'm not interested in it though. I like I said, I don't have time for it.
I've got plenty of guest pass keys. You know, you get them with, you know, everything. Yeah. Everything Blizzard and sometimes even Activision stuff comes with them.
Huh. Okay, but I guess with that said, we can, you know, when I guess it's time for our pimping of Open Forum Radio Network. You know, if you like us, you know, if you like our tastes in, you know, video games or movies or whatever, then, you know, check out Open Forum Radio. Those guys, you know, they all have, you know, different tastes, but some of them are very similar to ours, you know. Mm-hmm. And you could also check out the 40cast, which is just an entertaining podcast in itself.
Yes, especially towards the end of it, when people have been drinking for a while.
Yeah, very amusing. What else? I think the OFR Sportscast is going to be, you know, starting to put out stuff regularly since, you know, football season's is just around the corner, which, you know, I'm a bit excited about that, but that's not for this show. And then we have Zabari's Section Zcast, which I just saw him tweet about him recording an episode tonight, actually. So, you know, he'll have a new episode up soon-ish. And then we got Prove Your Point, which that's on the same feed as Open Forum Radio. And I don't know when they're going to do a next episode, but right now they only have three, I think. The pilot.
Three or four.
Oh, did they have a fourth one?
I don't know.
I thought the one you and Fadios were on was their last one.
It might have been. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm hoping they'll come out with some more stuff, because that's just an interesting, you know.
It is.
Two people argue, one wins. Definitely makes me yell at, you know, whatever listening device I have at the time when I don't agree. But and then I guess we want feedback, people. Please leave us feedback. I mean, we have none. I mean, there's so many ways you can leave us feedback too. You know, we got Twitter, Geeks FTW Podcast. We've got an email, thegeeksftw@gmail.com, or you could just go on the site, you know, leave a comment, or leave us an iTunes review.
And we've also got Facebook.
Oh, that's true, Facebook.
And, you know, there's discussions on there, you know, like, hey, tell us what you want us to talk about on the show, and what you kind of think we could improve on, like, what do you want from us? And there's nothing there. Come on, people.
Yeah, come on. And, I mean, we know there are some listeners out there. You know, we see the numbers being, you know, we see the download numbers, but just leave us something. I mean, you know, a lot of people listen to our Doctor Who episode, which is the last one, you know. Go on the site, you know, in the comments, leave us, you know, let us know what you thought of it. Or send us an email, you know, anything. Whether you like us, you think we suck, you want us to talk about something else, you want us not to talk about certain stuff, just, you know, just let us know what we can do to improve. Because we're still kind of new. Or, you know, this is officially 16 episodes, but yeah. Yeah. This is our number 16 episode, so we're still young.
And we also have Podcast Alley. You know, you can vote for us there, leave a comment there. There's thousands of ways to contact us.
Yeah.
To leave feedback.
Like I said, we're new. We're still new. We need, you know, we basically need help on improving, because we don't know what we're doing wrong if people don't let us know. We're only, right now we're only 16. We're the same age as Jaybird, which is pretty young. But
we need guidance. Give us guidance.
Yeah, but enough groveling and begging. I guess we can get on to shout-outs. I just want, I guess I'll go with, I want to shout out, iFester, Van Red, Mongo Bear, a couple other people. I can't remember. Oh, Vital. I don't know if he listens to this or not, but, and, oh, there's somebody else, but played a lot of Gears 2 with them. And shout out, and also a shout out to Zabari, because we're still trying to get our match, you know, set up for the Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4 tournament at TalkingAboutGames.com. But, you know, shout out to him because he's my partner and hopefully we kick some ass. Hopefully we don't get beat the first round. If we make it to the next round, I'm happy, you know.
But hey, if you get beat by the person who ends up winning, you don't have to feel as bad because they end up winning.
That's true, but
I've had that happen to me on a Guitar Hero contest.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I was out the first round, but the guy who beat me won, so.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I've been on a few Guitar Hero tournament type stuff too, and same stuff happened to me. God, you think you're really good, you know? I can do expert, you know? You know, I can get 90%, you know, 90-something% on expert, almost perfect, and then you go to those, you know, competitions, and you just
they can smoke. And they can do 100% blindfolded.
Oh yeah, blindfolded, you know, with their, you know, just I don't know, it's crazy, but
yeah. Here's the little story. Guitar Hero 1, I could do Iron Man on expert without facing the screen, like actually turning around and not looking at the screen.
Wow, so you got that memorized?
I did, not anymore.
Wow,
but at the time I did.
That's pretty crazy. It gets to the point where. Why don't they just pick up a regular guitar?
Okay, have you seen the new Rockman 3 stuff?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like...
I've seen the new guitar. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm thinking about picking that up.
But... Yeah, I mean, that's actually probably the closest thing to an actual guitar. That's not a guitar.
Well, there's another game, and new developers are releasing a game called Power Gig Rise of the Six String. I saw them at PAX East, and their game's coming out with it's an actual guitar that plugs into the 360.
There is another, yeah, like that guitar actually does work for Rock Band 3. It was shown at Comic-Con, I think. It was no, it wasn't Comic-Con. It was E3, a real live guitar, and the guy was playing it using Rock Band 3.
Yeah, which that's gonna be cool. I'm definitely looking forward to that because I've been wanting to pick up a guitar.
I've tried.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I took a class on beginning guitar.
Just didn't stick
got,
with you?
I've got fat fingers.
I gotcha. back to shout-outs. Get a little tangent there. I guess that's about it for me. What about you, Stuart?
I'd like to shout-out Dark DJ, you know, one of our writers, and Van Red, who's been writing his ass off on the site. Yeah. Yeah, we got new stuff on that site daily. So, check out thegeeksforthewin.com. And I would also like to shout down Comcast, because, you know, unless you have a digital box, you get no channels.
Seriously.
Yeah, and they give you 2 free boxes, but if you want any more than that, it's $2 a month.
Oh, wow.
And a house with 8 TVs? That's a lot.
Oh, wow. Yeah. My answer to that would be, you know, if you haven't already tried the trial for PlayOn, that's a pretty good solution to watching TV, you know, through, like, Hulu and all those types of stuff. Basically, internet TV on your actual TV through the Xbox.
Yeah, but there's a workaround you can do with the splitters and, you know, two TVs having to be on the same channel. You know, there's a workaround. Because in a family of five, we don't actually need eight TVs on eight different TV shows.
Yeah, that's true. We only have one, two, three TVs, and only two actually run most of the time. Actually, only one really. I don't really watch TV much. Normally, everything's online or through my Xbox, because media server is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been using Media Center a lot lately.
Yeah.
And, okay, yesterday I was looking at TV tuners for my computer. It was last night at midnight. That's when they turned off all the channels.
Oh, wow.
So, there went that idea.
Well, like I said, I'd suggest play on. Give that the free, you know, trial a shot. But any other shout-outs or shout-downs?
No.
Alrighty, I guess, you know, this has been episode 16 of the Geeks for the Win. A shorter episode, but hopefully, you know,
jam-packed with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get a guest on next week, so it'll be a bit longer. We wanted to have somebody on, but it didn't work out, but yeah, I guess we'll see you next week, guys.
See ya.
Oh my God, Pamela worked for me the entire time.